here at the 2018 PSCU Member Forum in St. Louis, Missouri, in America's heartland. And I'm here with Jeremy Lotz with PSCU. How are you, Jeremy?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing well, thanks. How's the conference going for you, just to kick things off?
Yeah, it's great. A lot of energy, a lot of great speakers. It's been a good time. 2 days, we've had great feedback from our credit unions, and we get to kick it off tonight or finish it up tonight with a great event.
That's what I've heard. The buzz around the hallway. Something big's going to happen tonight. Hey, let's talk about something big here. Digital product roadmap. What does that look like for PSCU in the near future?
Yeah, so the digital product roadmap. So really, as a payments provider, our focus is making sure our consumers and the credit union's consumers have access to make payments and buy services anytime. Mm-hmm. And really digitizing that is important. So we want to make sure we give the consumer the opportunity to make payments based off of their expectations. Big companies are driving consumer expectations and their experiences, right? So we want to make sure we can enable that however the consumer wants it. Ultimately, credit unions want to build their own experiences, so we want to give all of our stuff available to them via APIs, let them build the experiences, mobile, web. If they can't, if they don't have the time resources, we can do those as well and push them out for them.
Because we're hearing story after story of credit unions going through their digital journey or their digital transformation. It sounds like you guys are right there in the mix, pushing them along.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And this digital transformation hasn't happened just once. So we've done it before, mm-hmm. we're doing it now, and we'll continue to do it again. Those expectations of consumers continue to change.
Yeah, it's an ongoing thing for sure. Hey, can you tell us a little bit more about the big announcement, Lumen, and right. And how it integrates with PSCU's larger digital strategy?
Absolutely. Lumen's a great opportunity for PSCU, again, to help credit unions with that digital strategy. So Lumen will ultimately bring to them a complete digital banking platform. PSCU, again, our core payments products will integrate directly into that Lumen platform. Mm-hmm. So a credit union uses the Lumen digital strategy. They use PSCU for payments as a whole. They're going to have one integrated experience provided by PSCU. It'll be an awesome opportunity for them.
Can't wait, Jeremiah. Hey, now we're talking AI. Everyone's talking AI these right. days, and it's going to be here before you know it, if it's not here already. Right. So tell us about AI and then the proprietary analytics tools yes. that go along with it.
Yeah, absolutely. So PSCU has built a huge analytics application over the last few years to give credit unions the opportunity to mine their data, to understand what consumers are doing, so that we can look at it from a mass perspective. What are consumers doing? How do we help prevent fraud? AI ultimately gives us all the ability to just lay something on top of that and start to learn how things are being, or how consumers are interacting. Mm-hmm. It gives an opportunity for our operations teams to have information provided to them on tools and tips that can look and read that data quickly, be able to identify where they might need to educate a consumer on something or offer them something, or even in our call center, just giving them the ability to access information quicker to serve the member on a faster mm-hmm. pace.
Because AI is still science fiction to a lot of people, but it's a reality now. And so how do you guys approach it to your clients? I mean, I don't want to say you convince them, but hey, you know what? You got to start looking in this direction, because right. you might be left in the dust if you're not.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't think it's as much us convincing them as it is consumers. Again,
oh, really?
Consumers are starting to get these experiences other places.
Yeah.
So they're starting to see how AI can be used to make their driving more convenient, make mm-hmm. their purchasing more convenient. And of course, they're going to come to financial institutions and say, so how are you going to make it more convenient for me here? Mm-hmm. And whether it's using AI in the back end from an operations and contact center perspective, mm-hmm. or whether it's using it in a mobile app so that a member can interact with that app in a more intelligent, quicker, mm-hmm. conversational type of way, I think consumers are going to drive that ask and that demand ultimately.
Yeah, I think you're spot on with that, definitely. So what does financial services look like at PSCU in 10 years, if you can get this crystal ball? I mean, who can predict that? But I am challenging you, Jeremiah.
All right.
What does it look like in 10
All
years?
All right. Well, I'll look into the ball as well as with you, and we'll see what happens. I think in 10 years, obviously, the digital space, like I said, it's continuing to evolve. The technology is continuing to evolve. So anything can happen, but I think we all can hang our head on the fact that consumers are going to want to buy things. They're going to want to move money. They're going to need a means in order to keep their money safe. And ultimately, that's what credit unions need to be there to do. As a credit union provider, as a payments provider, I think our opportunity is to help credit unions do that with the evolving technology. Mm-hmm. So as AI continues to evolve more, as the digital space continues to evolve more, again, another digital evolution, I'm certain we'll see that again, mm-hmm. right? So how do we take those tools and those technologies and just continue to allow consumers to make payments, to have access to their funds? That's what I think it'll look like in 10 years. Not an exact answer, but it will continue to evolve for sure.
Well, every time I see one of these questions, I always think of the movie Minority Report with Tom Cruise, and how far ahead of time was that movie? You know, right. That was made, what, 10 years ago? Absolutely, at least. But I keep thinking of that and yeah. all the things that they did in there, and I say, okay, that's the feat. Well, that is now. So what will happen in the next decade?
Well,
who knows?
Maybe we'll watch a movie and we'll figure it out that way.
Exactly. Hollywood knows it all, don't
there
they?
Go. There you go.
All right, Jeremy, anything else to add to wrap up?
No, that's it. I mean, thank you for being here. We thank our credit unions for being here. It's been a great week, and we're excited to see what the future looks like.
It has, and I can't wait for Austin next year.
Absolutely.
It'll be fun. All right, Jeremiah. All right. Thanks, man.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right.
Well done.